This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, I'll share an interview with Small Studio artist Addie Costin, and we'll hear some of her music. Melissa has a conversation with Indianapolis-based drummer Mike Theodore from the band The Roundups about his top five songs he discovered during the pandemic. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of this show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, let's check out my interview with Small Studio alum Addie Costin. How do you feel being a pop musician in Indianapolis and kind of trying to push to the forefront of the local music scene?
I mean, I always knew I wanted to do pop. I just didn't realize how poppy I would go. And I think that a lot of that has to do with there not being a real pop structure here, or foundation is what I'm trying to say. So like, I'm an Enneagram 4. And so like, we're always like trying to be different and, you know, just obnoxious. Sometimes I love you fours. Sorry, but we are. I love the energy that comes with the pop show. Like, I can make a song that sounds completely different than another one. Some of them are super fun and super positive. Others are like, oh, I'm just going to stay in bed all day and be sad. You know, so you can do whatever you want with pop music, which is awesome.
A lot of pop music, I feel like the perception is that it's made all on the computer without real instruments.
Yeah.
What's the difference for you between playing just with a laptop or with a band behind you?
It's way different. At first, everyone's like, oh, you're doing pop music. That means you can just like, you know, you and a computer and maybe like just do a little piano and keep all the money for yourself. And I'm like, it's so boring. I'm not harping on anybody who does that. But just for me, I love like just vibing with people who are really good at what they play. I can play instruments, but I don't like to perform playing them because I just feel like I'm so stuck in a place. And so the fact that other people are providing that live music vibe, I love that. It's so much fun doing it with other people. I love it.
You work in the park realm.
I do.
And you're also pretty vocal about your environmental activism.
Yes.
Does your work in parks or your environmental activism make its way into your music at all?
I'm actually, I think, about to re-release this song. So one of my first EPs was called the Orange Willow EP, and there was a song called Black Gold that I wrote when I was in Cuba, because that's what they call oil there. It's literally just about the environment, how we're just completely closing our eyes to the issues that we have. And that was about 10 years ago, so things are even worse now. Like, social issues, especially environmentalism, are always at the foundation of when I'm writing a song. I realize not everybody wants to hear about that every time, so not all of my music is based in that. But if I can write a song that's going to talk about saving the planet, I will. Feed the rich, save the capitalist.
Lemonade stands for dying kids. The last song you played today, Minimum Wage.
Yes.
That seems to be politically motivated,
it is,
perhaps.
Very, very politically motivated. It started almost as like a love song, but ended up being very much about, you know, income inequalities and just the juxtapositions between what I feel my friends and I and the people I surround myself with go through, as opposed to like what Elon Musk is doing.
To watch this small studio session from Addie Costin, you can go to wfyi.org/smallstudio. And let's listen to a performance from that session now. This is the song Addie was just talking about, Minimum Wage, on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Capital.
you have to do is get off your ass and work. If you just work really, really hard, then you too can be a billionaire and have the American dream.
Social insecurities, stepped on cryptocurrency, diamond-studded avocados, Cayman Islands, I got you to keep me sane, with my pennies to my name, bootstraps and monopolies, rich white men say,
money, please.
Private jets and dodging taxes, can't afford bikini racks, secondhand and DIY, buy the street and gentrify, I got you to keep me sane, with no credit to my name.
Thanks, Adi, for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen into indie bass drummer Mike Theodore's top five songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen now to Mike Theodore's top five songs.
Mike, could you tell me a little bit about the bands that you played in? Maybe, I don't know your first band.
Sure. Yeah, no, I have played in a lot of bands, Melissa. the first band that I played in around Indianapolis was called Beautiful Truck. That band kind of fizzled out after about a year or so. But then some people from Papalita came to see me play, and their drummer was leaving. So I got picked up by Papalita. And that was kind of the first big band I was in Indianapolis. We had a little bit of success around here, and that was kind of my real first band.
You've played in a lot of notable bands in Indianapolis. Oh. I'm trying to remember all of them. I know we have Kit Malone, There Are Ghosts. And can you let me know
sure,
what I'm missing?
I'll do the best I can to run down the list. So started with Beautiful Truck, then Pop Lolita, The Relatives, which won Battle of the Bands at the Vogue. That was a great time. I moved away for a little bit and then came back and joined the Shivers with Mike Contreras, who is from Papalita. After the Shivers, I think, was Kit Malone. From Kit Malone, it went to, I think the next band after that was maybe the Dockers. After the Dockers was, gosh, really testing me here now. After the Dockers was Sky Hunter, and then a stint with the Roundups in between there somewhere. Then There Are Ghosts for 6 years. And now back with the Roundups. We did it. We made it through the list.
You did it. How long have you been drumming?
I've been drumming my whole life, but I didn't start playing in bands until I was maybe 21. That was with Beautiful Truck.
How do you think the Indianapolis music scene has changed or evolved over the past several years?
Well, there's definitely more opportunities to play clubs around here. That's grown quite a bit. When I first started off, there were really two places you could play. And I think Indianapolis has a great music scene. I think we have some of the best musicians in the country. And I wish more people knew about the great musicians we have here in town, because they are top notch.
Well, you are one of those great musicians. I'm so glad that you stopped by. So tell us about your new band.
I'm back with the Roundups now. And the Roundups have been playing around Central Indiana for about 25 years. As I broke it down earlier, I was in the Roundups once before, about 15 years ago. And the Roundups do mostly 40s and 50s country swing. It's a lot of fun. It's toe-tapping. It makes you smile. Play some rockabilly stuff. And we've tried to bring in, I say, more modern songs. Like we play a song from the 70s by Linda Ronstadt. Yeah, that's about as modern as we get. We may leap into like the 80s and 90s at some point. But other than the originals, we pretty much stick to, you know, the swinging good time stuff.
Very cool. Exciting. So folks can dance and
oh, you can dance. You can hoot. You can holler. You can have a great time. And you can bring the whole family. It's family friendly.
Well, also, we're going to talk today about your top five, and you have a topic for us this week. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, so my top five, these were artists and musicians that I kind of discovered during the pandemic. You know, I think we all know that it has been a really tough time, and you know, some of us turned to food, some of us turned to alcohol, some of us turned to music, some of us turned to, you know, all three of those things. But I kind of took a dive and into some catalogs that I wasn't familiar with, and my number five song is Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. I know people may be thinking, like, the Osmonds, really? this song bangs about as hard as any rock song that came out during that era.
There's a message from in the air, come from crazy horses riding everywhere. It's a warning, it's in every tongue, got to stop them crazy horses on the run.
I think they released this song in 1972, and their record label wanted nothing to do with it. They wanted more boy band songs. And, you know, the guys were getting older, and they were listening to Led Zeppelin and stuff, and they wanted one banger on their album. So I think it was maybe Merle wrote this one. And since then, it's been covered by a lot of rock bands, a lot of heavy bands. Supposedly, according to Donny Osmond, Ozzy Osbourne once told him that Crazy Horses was one of his favorite rock and roll songs of all time.
Crazy horses, will they never halt? If they keep on moving, then it's all our fault.
All right, number four.
Number four, this band is called The Passions. They were a British post-punk new wave band that formed in 1978, and they broke up in the early 80s, like around 1983. Really ethereal, kind of pop jangly stuff, which I love. And this song is called The Swimmer. My number three artist is Faye Webster. She's kind of a chill pedal steel indie rock artist. She's out of Atlanta. Her song Better Distractions that we're going to listen to was featured in an article in Pitchfork in 2020 and was chosen by former President Barack Obama in December 2020 as one of his favorite songs of the year.
Sit around until I find something better to spend my time, but nothing's up here.
Number two is from a performer calls himself Cleaners from Venus. Their catalog is enormous, and the songs are pretty lo-fi, but they can be really beautiful and have really lush arrangements. So this song that we're going to listen to is called Incident in a Greatcoat.
Late in the night, at just gone three, I found a hole in my reality.
Right, we are at the top of the list. Number one.
Number one.
Yes.
UFO by Jim Sullivan. Jim Sullivan was a psychedelic folk singer-songwriter in the 60s and released this album in 1969, and it immediately tanked and found no interest from anyone.
Shaking like a leaf on the desert heat. His daddy's got a bang that's so hard to beat. I bought me a ticket, got a front row seat. I'm checking out the show.
Years later, it kind of gained a cult following from due to mysterious disappearance of Sullivan. On the way to Nashville, Tennessee from Los Angeles to try to kind of reinvigorate his career, he made a stop off in the middle of the New Mexico desert, and no one ever saw him again. You know, part of the mystique of this all was that a lot of his songs had to deal with kind of dark and eerie subject matters like extraterrestrials and kind of life after death, things like that. So that really helped build a cult following. And this song is called UFO.
Great top five collection there, Mike Theodore. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa, for that top five from Mike Theodore. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from a hometown hero. Richard Edwards is an incredibly prolific artist and is releasing new and rare tracks over at his Bandcamp page. Let's listen into one of the latest tracks. This is Richard Edwards with Drinkin' Bout You on Small Studio Signal Boost.
We're coming to the end of the world. And I don't know what I'm gonna do. We're coming to the end of the world. Some dirty blonde.
That was Richard Edwards with Drinkin' Bout You. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. First, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in Indiana music this week?
Bloomington trombonist and composer Miro Henry Sobre has studied at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music as well as the Jacobs School of Music at IU. His debut album titled Two of Swords has many worldly inspirations that Sobre says are deeply personal and wondrously universal. This is Miro Henry Sobre with Tonight Only One Wind.
This is Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Adam Gross, here with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and we're listening to music from Indian artists. Isolation Drills is a band out of Indianapolis that I just recently heard about through a show they played at Black Circle, and I love their post-rock shoegaze vibe. This song is a long one, clocking in at just over 7 minutes, so put on your headphones if you have them and get in the zone. It's Isolation Drills with Glacial on Small Studio Signal Boost.
That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, is this your pick?
It is. It's actually a submission that we got from Dysfunction Brass Band. This is Arpeggio on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.